greatest devices at Sheraton Valley, your holiday smartphone headquarters. Sheraton Valley will keep you connected with the best holiday gift ideas, like an Arlo Go Wireless security camera. That's a great idea for hunters who want a trail camera. Deals on Model 8 phones. That's a great idea for someone wanting to upgrade. And $1 a month for a device. That's a great idea for anyone. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected online at cvalley.net.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this Moberly-Harrisburg varsity basketball doubleheader possible. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance. KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza. DK Weiss, your local independence insurance agent. AK Guns and Ammo. CNR Transmission and Auto Repair. Moberly Motors, First State Community Bank of Moberly, all of Moberly. Macon Healthcare Center in Macon, Harrisburg R8 School District, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico. Columbia and online. Capital Paving and Construction. And check them out online at capitalmo.com. And Science Tricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. And as we do with the latest game, we'll do with the boys' game as well. Lemonade after saying player to game after the conclusion of the contest, which is brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. Let's go down to the court for the starting five. As Savion Thorpe's introduced for the Spartans.
Number five, Andre Bell. A senior, number 21, Ray Kester. A sophomore, number 22, Braden Dietrich. And a junior, number 34, Gavin Stewart. The Spartans are coached by Cord Hagedorn, Ben Hayes, and Gabe Burris.
And then I'll get on your feet. It's time. We'll start it line up for your Florida. Guard position, a 5'10" senior, number 2, Matt Hendel. At forward, a 6'2" junior, number 23, Jonah Sanford. At guard, a 6'2" freshman, number 31, James Carr. At guard, a 6'3" freshman, number 33, Tanner Lance. And at forward, a 6'4" freshman, at number 40, Trevor Wheeler.
Well done by the Harrisburg PA as a good crowd here Monday night in Harrisburg, Missouri for this varsity basketball doubleheader. The Bulldogs looking to gather win number 3 on the season as they defeated Scotland County last Friday in their latest victory, a 73-35 win. Meanwhile, for Moberly, looking to improve to 4-2 on the year. Their latest win, a 92-70 win against Boonville. It'll be Trey Kester taking the opening tip-off against Trevor Wheeler, the freshman. And Moberly will win the opening tip-off. They're going left to right on the radio dial. And again, starting five, Savion Thorpe and Andre Bell, Trey Kester, Brady Wietrich, and Gavin Stewart. And the away blue uniforms are the Spartans with the red numbers and white trimming surrounding. Harrisburg in the home whites, red trim. And Wietrich, the jumper inside won't fall. Kester gets the rebound. We'll go up one more time, and he'll go to line for two shots. And this is going to be a foul on Jonah Sanford, the junior, making the start, as well as Zach Hudnell, Jace Carr, Tanner Lannis, and Trevor Wheeler. And first shot will fall for the senior Trey Kester, who averages about 13.5 points coming into tonight's game. 1-0 Spartans. Second shot is in as well. And a partial press shown by the Cord Hagedorn-led Spartans. And coming across on the right side is Carr. Now left side for Hudnall. Inside for Kester and outside. Left side, Lannis pops a three in the corner. Tanner Lannis with the three, and it will be Moberly ball on the right side, or left side, beg your pardon, Savion Thorpe. His two doesn't go, and Kester trying to get the rebound, and it was last deflected out by the Bulldogs, so Spartans get it back. One thing that worked really well for the Spartans in Thursday's night's win against Boonville was they got a lot of quick transition and inside buckets, and that opened up the outside portion of the game. Will they go with a similar game plan tonight? On the left side, here's Andre Bell now to the top of the key for Savion Thorpe. Left side, Wietrich. Pump takes the three. Takes it to the top. Right side for Thorpe. He'll unload and hit. Savion Thorpe with the 3-5-3 Spartans. And up the left side, here's the freshman Carr. On the right wing for Hudnall. Zach Hudnall, the lone starting senior. One of three seniors on this Harrisburg Bulldog team. Now to the right side for Wheeler. Getting the start tonight. And two will not fall for Carr. Across the timeline, here's Wietrich at the top. Cuts inside. Kick out. Bell. Resets for Savion Thorpe. Has a look. Now back to the left side. Wietrich catching at least three. Splash. And a timeout called by Kyle Fisher and the Harrisburg Bulldogs. And it is going to be, it looks like a, wait and see what the timeout is. I would imagine it is a 30. Considering how early it is in the game, and indeed that is with 6:14 to go in the opening quarter. And just a three on the left side for Tanner Lannis. He averages about 12 points a game coming into the year, about almost six rebounds. He started every game but the first one. Kyle Fisher saw some offensive potential as soon as he came off, and he's like, all right, you get the start. So the 30-second timeout was to get things situated on Harrisburg's side offensively. And it is an 8-3 lead for Moberly. So on the inbound, this will be Sanford. They'll take it over to Jace Carr, the freshman on the right side. Bounce pass to the inside for Sanford. Back out the right wing for Wheeler. Now back around up top here for Carr. Jace Carr trying to find a ball screen through Lannis. Lannis now to Hudnall. Spin move inside. Fires one and now rolls off the top of the rim. Kester to rebound for the Spartans. Up the left side trying to find Thorpe. Stolen away there by Lannis. His teardropper bounces off the back of the rim and in. He has a quick 5 points. Left side. Thorpe in quick transition to the baseline. Kicks one out right corner. Wietrich. He's hot from there and hits the three. He was 6-for-7. In the game against Boonville. Now he's 2-for-2 from downtown. Now it's stolen away by Kester off the turnover. His underhand will get him to the line as he was packed from behind. And this is going to belong to Jace Carr, and that will be the freshman's first. So Kester already perfect 2-for-2. And first shot rattles off the front, back of the rim, and out. Get another shot. And it's gone eerily silent here in Harrisburg as Kester misses the second. And it's rebounded by Lannis. Partial pressure on by Spartans. Over onto the right side. Here's Carr. Bounce pass over to Wheeler. Now they'll come left side. Here is Hudnall trying to penetrate inside for the postman. Sanford can't do so. Now here is Lannis. He's guarded by Thorpe. Trying to get a ball screen. Gets the feed over to Wheeler, and now it is Carr takes it. The underhander drops one. It'll go to the line for an and one as Kester is called for the block. That'll be the first for the senior Kester. And it will be an and one coming up for Carr, who is a 67% free throw shooter. Going to improve that by a smudge. I in the at one. Here's Savion Thorpe on the left side for the Spartans. Carr assists the time block. Thorpe finds Bell in the left corner. Bell will come around for the points at the top. Now trying to find, it looked like Wietrich, and Stewart had a little miscommunication on that, deflected out into the Harrisburg bench on the far side, and Bulldogs get it back, trailing 11-8, 4:46 to go here in the first quarter. On the near side here is Hudnall. Goes past his number two counterpart. Now on the corner, a three dropped in by Lanus. He has eight. And we're tied up 11 apiece. Bell. Now over to Thorpe. He'll try and answer from the Bell pass. And that is off. A little too strong. Here is Carr at the top of the key. On the left side, his teardropper off the window and an offensive rebound. Here's Jonas Sanford. His two won't fall, and Stewart and Wheeler both come down, and it looks like they're going to get an over-the-back call on Wheeler, and that'll be his first foul. First sub into the game for either team will belong to Harrisburg. It will be Charles Strain checking in for Wheeler. Strain, a 6-0 freshman, averaging a little under 3 points a game, one rebound a game for the Harrisburg Bulldogs this season. Here's Stewart off the left wing, back up top to Thorpe. Around to the right side for Andre Bell. Now inside to Weidrich. Back up top to Bell. They'll work around to the left side for Kester. Eyes to rim, lobs one inside for Stewart. Turns around for the two, too strong, and rebounded by Lanus. Across the Harrisburg logo, top of the key, pops up the three, gets it to fall, and draws a foul. Harrisburg with the lead, thanks to the hot start of the freshman. And they're going to get the foul on Kester. Two quick fouls for him, and one coming up. Eyes to rim, sends it. Received. 12 first quarter points for Tanner Lanus. What a start for the freshman. Bell will take it now for the Spartans. And again, for what it's worth, you got three experienced Moberly starters, three seniors in class four going up against three freshmen in class two in the starting lineup. Just to put things into perspective a little bit. Left corner, Weidrich goes 3 for 3 from downtown. And he has 9. And he has hit 9 of his last 10 3-pointers, dating back to Thursday. And now they'll come to the left side. Here is Strain for Harrisburg. Resets the offense. Now they'll go to Lanus. He's guarded by Thorpe. Tanner Lanus trying to find a ball screen to get some space. Through Sanford doesn't. Now he feels a little trapped. They'll dish one over to Kyle Longden, who is also into the game for Harrisburg. Lanus from the top. Comes to the left side. Drops it over to Strain. Now back around to Longden. Longden now has Bell in the man-to-man as Moberly goes that direction. 2:30 to go here in the first. Harrisburg with a 15-14 lead. And now it is Strain trying to work around Weidrich. Can't do so. Bulldogs staying patient, looking for their shot selection. Now here's Jace Carr. Feels the double team. Pulls up left side two. Off the back of the rim. Landon Graves into the game for the Spartans. Gets the rebound over to Thorpe. Plenty of real estate to take it into the hoop. A Euro step. His two doesn't go. Stewart on the rebound. And he can't get it. Strain up the left side. Here's Carr. Partial screen inside. And a pop pass. And a two for Sanford. 17-14 in favor of the Bulldogs. Here is Bell onto the right side. Oh, across the timeline he goes, left side for Thorpe. Savion Thorpe surveys the man-to-man by the Bulldogs, and now low pass to Graves, back to Thorpe, around to Bell. Bell comes around to the top as Weidrich to his right, Thorpe to his left, ball screen to Graves on the left. Takes it to Weidrich, back up top to Graves, at the top. Drops it over to Bell, left corner, Thorpe, taxi baseline, underhander, power move by the senior Thorpe. Cuts the margin down to one. And 20 to go here in the first quarter. On to the right wing, here is Kyler Longden. Now back to Jace Carr. The freshman works around Thorpe, takes it to the hoop, drops it on to the baseline. Sanford off the front of the rim. Carr trying to sky for the rebound, falling to the floor, and will try and squirt one over to Strain instead. Thorpe gets the turnover, draws the foul, gets the bucket, and an and-one coming up for Savion Thorpe. And I think they are going to get the foul on Kyler Longden. That'll be his first. And Thorpe's got a chance to make it a two-point lead now for the Spartans after making the shot. Zach Hudnall into the game, and Wyatt Robinson for the Bulldogs. And one coming up for Savion Thorpe. On its way, spins it in. Eight for him. Minute to go here in the first. Putting on the gas is Hudnall on the left side. Feels some overlay trap from Bell and Gray's. Deflected out on the left side, and it will be Harrisburg ball. Here is Strain from the left wing. 56.2 to go in the quarter. Lobs one in for Hudnall. Comes around to the top of the key. As Lanus crossing the baseline, comes around over to Strain. Now Lanus, corner, right wing, three. Bang! He's got it! 15 for Lanus as he goes 5 for 5 from three. And Harrisburg back up 20-19. Thorpe. Three sets. Will Moberly hold for the final shot in the first quarter? Harrisburg gets the ball, barring a jump ball, to start the second. On the left corner, Gray's a three. He hits. We've had 7 threes in this quarter alone. They are splashing left and right, up and down. 10 seconds to go. Thorpe grabs it in the right corner. Fade away. He wants to join the fray. That's too shy. 2 seconds, 1 second. Alertly going up. 2-3rd heaver by Hundle offline to the left. What a half. Or what a quarter, I should say. 22, Moberly. 20, Harrisburg. And a frantic first quarter on Crest. CentralMoinfo.com.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at CapitalMo.com.
Every member plays a crucial role in the success of a team. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Harrisburg R8 School District recognize each of the players, coaches, managers, and all participants in Harrisburg Bulldog Athletics. Thank you for your positive attitude, hard work, and good sportsmanship throughout the year. By setting these examples, you are role models for others. Proudly show your Bulldog pride. The Harrisburg R8 School District, developing tomorrow's future today.
Welcome back to Superstation Press and CentralMoInfo.com as we're about ready to start the second quarter. There were 9 three-pointers in that first quarter alone combined between the two teams as Tanner Lanus had 5 of them. Brayden Waitridge had, actually, Lanus had a total of 4 of them. Thorpe had 1, Waitridge had 3, Atlanta Grays had 1. Bell, in transition, draws the foul, gets the bucket and A1 coming up. As Bell got in on the steal. And that's going to be Jace Carr's second foul of the game, and it'll be Andre Bell shooting an A1. Bell provides so much value on the defensive side for the Spartans, and he knocks it down, 25-20. Around to the left side, here is Hudnall. Back around up top, Lanus. He's guarded by Waitridge now, who had Thorpe in that first quarter. Now they'll feed one under the right corner for Tyler Cockrum, who was in the game first time for Harrisburg. Now Hudnall drives, left side, kick it out. Lanus, can he do it again from downtown? His first miss. Here is Kester on the rebound, and he gets called for a double dribble as poking that was Jonas Sanford from behind as he was crossing the timeline. 25-20 with Moberly on top. And it will be Jace Carr across the timeline. On to the right wing for Lanus. Guard by Weitrich once again, now down in the baseline, kicks one out. Lanis again, three. That one well short this time around. Bell gets the rebound. Left side, Weitrich over his hand and out of bounds. Trying to catch it in stride, left side. Like the transition from the Spartans. A little too aggressive there, however. And coming across for the Bulldogs is Jace Carr. Comes around to the left. Gets a ball screen through Cockrum. Carr comes to the right side, guarded by Bell. Now they'll try Hudnall. He'll just pull up for a three, and that's off the back of the rim. And Graves gets the rebound, and it goes off the foot of Sanford as Graves was coming down with it, so Spartans get it back. 25-20. Moberly still with the lead. The high lobbing left corner pass to Weitrich. Now back to Kester, and takes a step and a travel. Now we get another sub as Carr takes a seat. We'll see Kyler Longden check in for Harrisburg. Here is Lanis, guarded by Weitrich once again from the right wing. Takes it in the baseline, a high floater over the rim, and it's going to be a battle between Dominic Stone King, who's into the game first time, and Jonah Sanford. And this will belong to Spartans as it's a jump ball. So Weitrich will inbound it to Bell. Left to right on the radio dial go the Spartans. They find Grace on the high right elbow. Now on court to corner, right side Stone King, back up top to Weitrich. It's Weitrich, Bell, Graves, Kester, and Stone King on the floor for the Spartans. Meanwhile, for Harrisburg, it's Hudnall, Robinson, Cockrum, and Lanis, top of the key. The three by Weitrich is to the right, and it's rebounded by the freshman Lanis. Lanis, back up top. Kyler Longden, a three, it hits. And Harrisburg cuts it down to two in the process. Here is Bell on the left side for Stone King. Trying to find Graves down on the baseline. Does. Now back outside. Stone King. He'll pop a three, and that's short. Kester offensive rebound. Crashes the boards and rolls one in. Back to a four-point lead for the Spartans. On the left side, it is Lanis. As Weitrich contesting, trying to get a pair of screens through the pair of seniors, and it draws a turnover. Graves. Now to Stone King, left side for Bell. Andre Bell has Weitrich wide open on the right corner. Bell takes the baseline jumper off the left, and it's rebounded by the Bulldogs. It is Hudnall who will take it. Slows the tempo down, crosses the timeline, takes it to the top. Now pivots, spin move inside. Kester guarding. His two won't fall. He gets the rebound. Now on the left wing for Weitrich, and it was last touched by him. Lanis had a little influence on that as well, and Weitrich couldn't react in time, so Harrisburg gets it back. And it looks like we got Trevor Wheeler back into the game for Harrisburg. And Savion Thorpe from Moberly at the top. Here's Carr, kick one out, left corner, Hudnall. All the time in the world from left corner, his three doesn't go. Kester to rebound. Stone King on the right side. Kester coast to coast in the Euro step in. Kester with a quick six. And not on your lottery ticket. He'll come on the left side now for Harrisburg. Hudnall inside. Spin move. The two for Wheeler. Takes five. Pops off the back of the rim and drops in. On the left side, Dominic Stone King now for the Spartans. The Thorpe, 29-25, Moberly would leave. 4 minutes go here in the half. Stone King, kick it out to Kester on the left baseline. Stone King now calms things down after the deflection. Here's Thorpe, tax outside Weitrich, right side. Top side, left for Graves. Back to the near wing for Thorpe. He goes inside paint, kick out. Bobbled by Graves. Couldn't get the three off in time. Travel called. And if Graves catches that a little more cleanly, he was going to pop a three and had a good look. But that slight bobble there, a couple seconds, caused the issue for the senior and ultimately the turnover. So it'll go Jace Carr. Harrisburg gets a ball screen through Trevor Wheeler. Carr from the top. Now over to Sanford. Back up the Carr. far from the top, finds the pass to Hudnall on the right wing. He's guarded by Stone King. He has a little bit of height advantage as well if he wants to attack it. Doesn't. Goes back up top to Longden. Back to the right side. Hudnall, right wing three. A little too shallow. Weitrich to board. Up the left side he goes. Finds Kester. Rolls one to Graves, and he can't finish. And now up the floor, hustling all the way. Kester, a beautiful steal. Over to Thorpe. Cuts inside. Left corner. Weitrich releases and hits the three and shows that Lucy to Goosey wrist as a timeout's called by the Harrisburg Bulldogs. With 2:58 to go in the quarter, it's a full. We'll do it as well on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from your friends at Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are so thankful that our fantastic patients put their trust in us for all of their orthopedic needs. Here's to a happy new year and a very prosperous 2019. When injuries happen or nagging pain persists, give us a call at 573-443-2402. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Season's greetings from all of us here at Columbia Orthopedic Group.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
Full timeout called by Kyle Fisher and the Harrisburg Bulldogs after the margin was cut down to two. Moberly has answered a quick 7-0 run. They lead 32-25. Press shown by the Spartans, and Weitrich gets it. Drops it over to Kester. Splits the double team. Thorpe on the offensive rebound. Pump face pulls up, and he'll go to the line after three hit him. Or behind. And this is going to be Hudnall's first foul. And it'll be Savion to the line for two. First one for the senior is true. Then we get one more. And the second on its way. And it's good. Harrisburg trailing with the ball. Here is Lanis. Back to the top of the key. Hudnall, the three. And that will now fall. And off the rebound, Charles Strain can't get it to go. And Kester gets the rebound. Now Stone King. Didn't see Thorpe on his right side. Deflects it away from him. And Harrisburg gets back. Here is Lanis. Takes it up the floor. Teardropper to the left. Gets his own rebound. Goes over to bucket. How about Jace Carr? He'll go to the line. So he got bumped on the third attempt. And this will be Landon Graves' first foul. And shooting two is Jace Carr. Back iron on the first. He runs the point for this Harrisburg Bulldog team. Kyle Fisher believes he's the best athlete on the team as well, has good skill set. Still working on that three. See, it's the second. But he is one of the very bright spots of this Harrisburg Bulldog team. He has a lot on his plate on a freshman. Or for just being a freshman, I should say. He's had a pretty good presence going toe-to-toe against some very experienced Class 4 players. And that's a testament to Kyle Fisher, JV coaches, and then some for getting these guys ready to go. We're going to get a foul now with Dominic Stone King going to the line. Trevor Wheeler, the guilty party for the Bulldogs. And it's going to be a 1-1 for Dominic Stone King, as that is already a 17 foul for the Bulldogs. Buck 58 to go here in the half. Stone King misses. Offensive rebound. Graves kicks one out to Dominic Stone King. Has space to take it. Can he redeem himself? Dominic Stone King, his shot over to bucket, and a tip back by Gavin Stewart. Wolf ball. It'll be a 10-point lead for the Spartans. Pass inside, and it is Sanford off of his fingertips, and it hands to Stone King. Here is Thorpe. Thorpe from the top. Tax, right side. Nolan pass. Stone King, right wing, open for a three to Shy, and Thorpe going to get it from the right corner. Resets Moberly offense. Stop the key. Wheatridge, three. Front rim. Graves can't hit. Trying to find Stewart over his hand and into the hands of Charles Strain. A Bulldog stumbling with Sanford. Gets right back up to defend. Here's Lane. So a minute to go here in the half. On the left side, this is Strain. Back door to Sanford. Strain. Now to Lanis. He is being protected by Graves. Now on the right side for Robinson. Moberly sticks into man-to-man. Robinson on the right wing, the 5'10 sophomore trying to work around Stone King. Can't do so, and a reaching foul now called on Stone King. And that'll be his first. So Harrisburg will inbound it to the left of the Moberly bucket. Here is Hudnall. Comes around up top of Lanis. Lanis protected by Graves. Trying to get a ball to screen through Sanford. But Stewart's there. Now they go to Sanford off the screen. Now to the right baseline. Hudnall heaves a two, and that goes over. Wheatridge to board. 27 seconds to go here in the half. Still a 10-point lead for the Spartans. Wheatridge slows things down. Savion Thorpe tells Wheatridge to go over to the left side. So he does. 15 seconds to go. Stewart and Thorpe set up at the high post. Gets a screen. Now back to Thorpe on the left side. He pivots to the left baseline, rolls one out. Graves, fade away three, wall Shy. Stone King crashes. One more try, gets the two to fall as time expires. And a half. 38 points for the Moberly Spartans, 26 points for the Harrisburg Bulldogs. What a half. Threes flying from all over. And the Harrisburg band will get the crowd going. And we'll hear from Spartan coach Tony Vestal. We'll see if we can try and track down Harrisburg Bulldog coach Ryan Richardson as well at the half. Again, Moberly 38, Harrisburg 26. Tony Vestal, Lady Spartan coach, joining us here in just a moment on CrestCentralMoInfo.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Howdy, cowpokes. Dusty again for Valentine Insurance Agency. When you're out on the range and notice danger coming around the bend, you'll have one less thing to worry about if you've seen the insurance pros at Valentine Insurance Agency. They'll make sure you've got the right plan to face all the risks you can run into by protecting your home, vehicles, life, and health, and more. Give them a call today, partner. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
MazooMac offers you the best of both worlds. MazooMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MazooMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MazooMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Happy holidays from AK's Guns and Ammo, your local source for firearms, ammunition, shooting supplies, and more. If you're looking for your first handgun, rifle, or shotgun, or simply want to add to your collection, need more ammo, or need shooting supplies, give Austin a call at 660-372-1781. Or stop by the store at 209 North 4th Street in Moberly. Open 7 days a week through the holidays. Go online at www.akgunsammo.com.
Cody Carl. Really? We're back here on Crescent, CentralMoFO.com. Spartan head coach, or ladies Spartan head coach, Tony Vessel and I are watching a quick little three-point contest. Appears to be a case, some sort of contest, but nevertheless, he's up here to talk about his 58-36 win over the Harrisburg Lady Bulldogs. So, all right, Coach, good win for you guys. What was clicking offensively?
You know, I just thought that we came out early. We knocked down some shots. We were able to get some confidence. A big part of it, we were able to get out in transition and get some easy buckets. Kind of just fed off that.
Yeah, certainly a good sign to see. Let's talk about the play of Lauren Canning tonight, because she came off the bench, hit a couple key threes just to get things going, especially on the offensive side. Gentleman almost hit a half-court shot for a contest here. But Lauren Canning had a pretty big night off the bench, averaging about 2 points, quadrupled that tonight. What was really working for her tonight?
We really shared the basketball well tonight, uh-huh. I thought. We made the extra pass. We penetrated and kicked. And she did a nice job of getting her feet set, you know, gave her a shot, gave her a good pass, and she knocked it down. She's one of our better shooters on the team, and that's why she's out there. She's out there because she can shoot the basketball, and it was nice to see her have some success tonight.
Let's talk about the play of Mary Billington as well. She got our player of the game honors. You know she'll get her points here and there, but I thought what was really impressive on her side was just the way she was wreaking havoc on the defensive side. What was allowing her to get so many turnovers in those quick transition buckets?
Yeah, I thought we did a nice job of getting in the passing lanes. And once we got steals, we were able to get outlets and get down the floor and get some of those easy buckets. It's something that, you know, we kind of feed off of. And we're a lot better team when we're able to get the transition and not sit in a half-court set, I guess.
Again, Tony Vessel, Lady Spartan coach, joining us here on CrestCentralMoFO.com. So we're talking about their 58-36 victory over the Harrisburg Lady Bulldogs. All right, so you got a couple days off, and then you head back home to take on a team that you take on every year. That would be Hallsville Lady Indians. What do you know about them?
I know they're kind of young. They get up and down. Don't have a lot of size to them. They beat the Harrisburg team we just played tonight. You know, it'd be a good challenge for us. I think they can shoot the basketball, and they kind of play man-to-man. They'll get up and down, so it should be a fun one to play in.
It should be a fun one indeed. Tony Vessel, Lady Spartan coach, joining us here on the Superstation. Coach, appreciate you coming up. Congrats on the win. We'll see you Friday.
Thanks for coverage.
All right, and we'll take a break, take a look at some of the first half stats in just a moment from the boys' game on CrestCentralMoFO.com.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from your friends at Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are so thankful that our fantastic patients put their trust in us for all of their orthopedic needs. Here's to a happy new year and a very prosperous 2019. When injuries happen or nagging pain persists, give us a call at 573-443-2402. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Season's greetings from all of us here at Columbia Orthopedic Group.
This Christmas season, Thomas Motors and Chevy invite you to become part of their family with Chevy employee discounts for everyone. The price you pay is what we pay. Not a cent more on 2018 model Silverados, Colorados, Equinox, Trax, and Cruze. Stop into Thomas Motors in Moberly today and get yours while supply is best. Enjoy the employee discount all month long. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer. Additional rebates and incentives may apply. See dealer for complete details.
Quick check of some of the first half stats. Thank you, Tony Vessel, for joining us here. The Lady Spartan coach after their win over the Lady Bulldogs. Braden Weitrich with 12 points. Tanner Lanis for Harrisburg with a total of 15 points. Savion Thorpe with 10. And finishing out the Moberly scores, Andre Bell has 3. Dominic Stone came with a field goal. Landon Gray is with 3. And also Gavin Stewart with a 2 to compile the 38 points for Spartans. Meanwhile, for Harrisburg, told you about Lanis. Sanford with 2. Jonah Sanford, that is Chase Carr, has a total of 4. Kyler Longden has 3. Jonah Sanford with 2. As well as Trevor Wheeler for the 26 points. You're listening to KRES Moberly. We'll have the second half in the boys' game coming up in just a moment.
Now is the time to have CNR Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, CNR Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. CNR Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
Every member plays a crucial role in the success of a team. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Harrisburg R8 School District recognize each of the players, coaches, managers, and all participants in Harrisburg Bulldog Athletics. Thank you for your positive attitude, hard work, and good sportsmanship throughout the year. By setting these examples, you are role models for others. Proudly show your Bulldog pride. The Harrisburg R8 School District, developing tomorrow's future today.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Moberly Spartans. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Moberly Spartans. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Thirty-8-26 in favor of the Moberly Spartans as we're in game number two of our varsity basketball doubleheader between the Spartans and also the host tonight, that is the Harrisburg Bulldogs. Scott Lunty here, Kelly Smothers making the dials back into Moberly Motors Sports Desk tonight. And Kyle Fisher, the Harrisburg coach, and Cord Hagedorn, the Moberly coach, giving some final words of wisdom to their two squads before coming out here to start the second half. Moberly in their away blue uniforms for those just joining us with the red numbers, white trim surrounding that, and Moberly across their chest. Harrisburg likewise with the same design, but they're in their home white uniforms with the red number and lettering across their chest. It'll be Harrisburg ball to start things out, and they will inbound it and go left to right on the radio dial, start things out. It will be a Jace Carr that takes it. Starting five out for both of the two teams. That is Hudnall, Sanford, Carr, Lanus, and Wheeler for the Bulldogs. Meanwhile, for Moberly, Savion Thorpe, Andre Bell, Vic Kester, Brandon Waitrich, and Gavin Stewart. Here is Hudnall to the inside. Wheeler to the round two. Kick out to the top. Lanus, top of the key, three, too shy. The one thing I would say, if you're Harrisburg, you like the first quarter. I think we're seeing them live and die a little too much from three. The lane is cooling off. The lead is for Moberly stretched out. Well, meanwhile, for Moberly, one man who is virtually not missing from downtown is Brandon Weitrich, and he just hit another one. He now has 5 3-pointers in this game. And he has 15 of the 41 Moberly points. Here's Lance at the top of the key now for Harrisburg. Comes around over to Carr. Carr looks to drive. Does. Trying to kick one out. Doesn't do so. Weitrich gets the steal. And a double dribble called as they tried to feed it over to Bell. And Savion Thorpe having a little fun with Bell as well. They're trying to have a little fun on the alley-oop. And maybe a very minor dunk at best. They went with the actual dunk. That probably would have not made some fans and referees and players happy on the floor. Here's Jace Carr for Harrisburg on the right side, minute into the third quarter. We'll come over to Hudnall in the right corner. Works around Bell, takes down to the baseline. Hudnall can't finish. Offensive rebound by Trevor Wheeler. And it's now a 41-28 lead for Moberly. Fade away, long two. Now they call it a three by Brandon Weitrich, and a full timeout called by Kyle Fisher and the Harrisburg Bulldogs as they open up on a 8-2 run. We'll take a break as well on CrestCentralMoinfo.com as there is 6:37 to go in the third quarter.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Get the latest and greatest devices at Sheraton Valley, your holiday smartphone headquarters. Sheraton Valley will keep you connected with the best holiday gift ideas, like an Arlo Go Wireless security camera. That's a great idea for hunters who want a trail camera. Deals on Model 8 phones. That's a great idea for someone wanting to upgrade. And $1 a month for a device. That's a great idea for anyone. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected online at cvalley.net.
Out of the timeout, a three on the right corner by Tanner Lanis has made it 44-31. Moberly still with the lead, and now Spartans turn it over. Harrisburg gets it back. Carr will take it for the Bulldogs on the left side for Hudnall. Hudnall, guarded by Bell, now pivots, spins, and Bell, a couple bumps, and will this be an offensive or defensive foul? It's a defensive, and it'll be Andre Bell's first. Jace Carr to take it. Lobs one in. Back over to Lanis. He's guarded by Weitrich. Left side for Hudnall. From the elbow. Takes it down to the wing to the baseline. And Bell bumps him again. Two quick fouls on the sophomore. So the Bulldogs will inbound. It is Jace Carr to the right of the Moberly bucket. Thorpe. On the baseline, they'll lob one over to Lanis on the left wing. Back to Carr. Jace Carr around up top to Hudnall. Eyes the man-to-man, pulls up at the top key and knocks down the three. Back by Thorpe, left side. Weaver's getting into it again. Yeah, it's Lanis on the rebound. Trying to find the pot of gold at the bottom of the rainbow. Can't do so. And Bell takes it. Rolls one at the Thorpe. Top of the key, he goes. Tries to dribble drive on the left side. Goes back to Weitrich. Now over to Kester. Now on the left wing for Bell. Kester, right into the paint. Drives to Buckingham. Gets the two. A lot of dirty points tonight for Trey Kester. He has a 12-point lead for the Spartans. On to the right wing for Sanford. Now over to Hudnall. Inside for Wheeler. Off the right block, kick out. Hudnall drives, spins. Right wing, Wheeler. Back out to Lanis. From the top he goes. Partial screen through Weitrich. Unloads a three to the left. And it's Kester over to Bell in transition onto the right side. Bell will drive for the finish. No go. Stewart can't get the rebound. Hudnall does for Harrisburg. Now Thorpe shows press. He'll come across the car. We'll slow things down on the offensive side for the Bulldogs. Carr leaking out on the left side is Hudnall. Hudnall now over to Lanis. Lanis from the top. Rose left to Hudnall. Now coming around from the right to the top is Carr. He'll take it. Protected by Thorpe. Three down low for Harrisburg and umbrella relative look, to say the least. And we're going to get a reaching foul on Savion Thorpe. And the Spartans in checking in for Moberly is Landon Graves. And it will be Charles Strain in for the Bulldogs. Lanis gets the inbound from Hudnall on the right wing. He takes it to the top, gets a partial screen. Now over to left for Carr. Works around Thorpe, down the baseline. Carr, his teardrop shot is over to hoop and out. Last deflected by the Spartans. I believe that was Bell. That kind of handed there, and it'll be Bulldog basketball. To the left of the Moberly bucket. Here is Carr. Lobs one over to Hudnall. From the right elbow. Pivots inside, kick out, left side. Strain releases a three, two shot. huddle there, however, for the Bulldogs. Takes it out in the back. Now drives in. The under here. What a move there by the 5'9 senior Hudnall. Back to the 10-point game. Thorpe trying to stretch it out with his three. Bell, the offensive board. Falls to the floor, comes back up. Now Bell pulls up just inside. Two doesn't go. Hudnall gets it for Harrisburg. Fires one over to Sanford. Now back up top. Hudnall. He'll pull up for a three. Too shy. Number two counterpart, Thorpe. Trying to go coast to coast off the rebound. Takes it to the hoop. Bam. We'll go to the line. And they're going to get this one on Hudnall, it appears. And that'll be his second foul. Savion Thorpe back to the line. Thorpe already a perfect 3-for-3 in this game. Best free throw sure on the Spartans coming into tonight. 75%. And he misses the first. My apologies, Mr. Thorpe. Kyler Logden checks in for Harrisburg as Hudnall will get a breather. And 8 ounces of water, and it will be Thorpe who will hit the second of his two free throws. Back to an 11-point lead for Sparks. On the right wing, here is Logden for the Bulldogs. Now over to Chase Carr. Bounce pass inside, read by Kester, stolen away as they tried to feed it over to Sanford's. And now Kester can't finish the play he started. And back the other way is Chase Carr, works around Wheatridge. His two doesn't go, rebound Sanford. Falls to the floor, Carr somehow gets it over to the left side. Gray's protecting, and they got a little too close to comfort. Bumped Carr as he tried to maneuver his way down to the baseline, and that will be the senior's second foul. Carr, the right of Moberly bucket now. Back over to Lanis. Thought about pulling up an NBA three on the left side. That would have been very daring over Wheatridge. So now they will go over to Strain and unloading a three. Here is Longden. Doesn't go. Kester, a quick transition on the rebound. Takes it inside the arc. Steps back out. Pulls over to Wheatridge on the right side of the baseline. Jumper right side. And pop it. And it'll be Lanis on the rebound. To the right wing, this is Longden, and Thorpe steals it. Trying to feed one down the middle for Wheatridge. Red beauty there by Lanis, and looking for the no-look pass on the right side, and Kester deflects that out for the Spartans. 2:05 to go here in the third quarter. 47-36, Moberly with the lead over Harrisburg. Carr. Short lob, not anticipating that was strained. Now it's a loose ball at the high post, and Lanis somehow comes up with it. So Carr resets the Harrisburg offense. Top of key, right side for Longden. Trying to box out is Sanford. They'll come back up top here to Lanis. Lanis has some options on the left, but he decides to pull up for a three. Instead, Kester gets the rebound. Right side, back out to Thorpe. From the pass from Wheatridge, Thorpe drives. Two. High window at 2 o'clock and in. He has 13. 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Three waiting to come in for Harrisburg. One for Moberly. On the left wing, here is Strain. Guarded by Graves. Bounce pass to the inside, trying to force one to Sanford. Wheatridge with the steal. Left or right wing, he goes, cuts inside. Left side, Thorpe wide open in the left corner, and he can't hit. Kester, the offensive rebound. He thought about the three. And Ford Hagedorn, waving three fingers, pulls up. Stone King, three, no go. Minute to go in the third. Lanis to board. Longden, right side he goes. Now back to the inside. Out to Carr. 15 feet, left side, no go. Stone King, the rebound. Right side he goes. Across the timeline to the inside. Left side for Thorpe. He has space. Attacks the 2-3 Harrisburg zone. The underhand doesn't go. Carr grabs it. Stolen away by Stone King. Bats one up and he'll go to a line. And it looks like the foul will belong to Carr, I believe. And yes, it will be Carr. That will be his third. And Dominic Stone King, the Spartan quarterback on the football team, will take two. Also, as the safety. For the three-loss Spartan team this past season. and we get those subs coming in. Second shot coming for Stone King on its way, and that is to the right. Offensive board, however, for Jackson Miller, who's just into the game for Moberly. They'll also end 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Thorpe left side. Now they try to feed over to Bell, stolen away there by Kyler Longden, and he takes it all the way to the rim. Fresh shown and last touch by the Spartans as Thorpe wasn't anticipating the inbound pass. And so Harrisburg gets it back, and if they can get a two, it's back to a 10-point game potentially for the fourth quarter opens up. So Longden will take it. He's got to work around Thorpe. Comes to the right side and bobbling. That's Trevor Wheeler. Stolen away. Stone King on a 2-on-1. And Stone King will fall to the floor. Two shots coming up. He tried to pass it over to Thorpe as well, it appears. And Wyatt Robinson will get the foul. Dominic Stone King will take two. First shot off the back of the rim. Stone Kings with the second. Takes three bounces of the ball, eyes, and hits it off the back of the rim. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Longden will take it. Across the timeline, 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Longden onto the left side. Huddle has to get it off 1 second. Drops one on the baseline, the left side. Can't get it to go. 50-38. Moberly with the lead, trying to go 4-2 on the young season on Crest. CentralMoInfo.com. 4-4 next.
Many of you have allowed us to help you create a better life for your family, and that's what it's all about. As we think back over another year, the best gift we could have ever hoped for is the one you've already given, your belief in us. So as you open your presents this year, please remember, your friendship has been one of our greatest gifts of all. In return, we will do everything we can to help you create your best years yet. Thank you from First State Community Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Howdy, cow folks. It's me, your favorite cowboy, again for Valentine Insurance Agency. When you're sleeping under the stars, it's nice knowing you've got the right insurance plans to protect your family back home from all the dangers they face, from your home to your health to your life and your business and your vehicles, too. Valentine Insurance Agency has a plan for you. Give them a call and tell them Dusty sent you. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
Back here on Crest, CentralMoInfo.com. And we're in the fourth quarter between the Harrisburg Bulldogs and the Moberly Spartans. And it will be Moberly on the inbound to start the fourth quarter. Again, going right to left on the radio dial. In their way blue uniforms, as Savion Thorpe uncorks a three and pops one right through the bottle. And it is a 53-38 lead for the Moberly Spartans as Harrisburg tries to answer. Again, Moberly in their away blue uniforms, white numbers, or beg your pardon, red numbers with the white trim. And three by Lanis will not fall. Harrisburg in their home white uniforms with red numbers trim. Thorpe from the top. Trying to roll one out to Graze, but could not get the pass off in time and takes a travel in the process. So it'll be Harrisburg with it now. Here is Hudnall to take it at the top. Trying to find Lanis. And it is going to be Bell in on the reach. And that will be his third foul as Weitrich checks in for Landon Graves. So 3 second half fouls for Bell after a clean first. Here is Hudnall from the right wing. Comes back out, trying to find positioning on Wheeler. Can't do so. Now they'll pass one over to Cockrum. Now to the left side for Lanis. Lanis inside. Wheeler, kick out. on the left baseline. Cockrum knocks down a long two. 13-point lead for Moberly. Here's Bell on the right wing. Resets the Spartan offense. Finds Thorpe on the right elbow. Kick out in the corner for Weitrich. Now back up top to Thorpe. Now we'll try left side. Bell open up for a three. He knocks one in. His first three of the 2018-19 campaign is Andre Bell. You don't see him take threes often, but about as open as you can get. And now a block as Jackson Miller into the game. Gets it. In transition, a bucket for Savion Thorpe. And just like that, it's an 18-point lead for the Spartans. Credit the Bulldogs. They've started out very strong, especially coming out firing all cylinders with the way Tanner Lanis was hitting shot after shot after shot in the first quarter. And again, for those joining us a little late for this game, there were 9 3-pointers in the first quarter alone. Lanis had a total of 5 of them. Or beg your pardon, he had a total of 4 of them. Weitrich had 3. Savion Thorpe and also Landon Graves had a 3 as well in that first quarter to compile or to combine for those 9. And now we get a whistle here and a foul is going to get called, it appears. And I believe this will go on Cockrum. Or no, it will go on Hudnall as his third. Savion back to the line for the Spartans. Already with a total of 18. Now leads the team in scoring with 19. After he makes the first two. We'll get the second shot coming. For the senior. Make this a 20-point game. On its way. And got it. Here is Jace Carr from the right side for the Bulldogs. Now around to the left for Strain. To the inside for Wheeler. Back up top here to Longden. Bumped by Bell, just a hair, not enough to warrant a foul, however, and they'll release one for Strain on the left corner. History does go. Thorpe in transition for the Spartans. Thorpe loses it, fires one out to Weitrich. Wide open on the left wing, his 3. He had a lot more time than he had. A little bit of a rush shot by Weitrich, and the transition bucket won't fall for Harrisburg as Carr can't get the initial shot. 2 more tries at it, and now falling to the floor is Charles Strain, and it looks like Bell also picking in, and that is going to be a pushing foul on Bell. So his 4th, a little too reckless, is Bell here in his second half, but it looks like with the 20-point lead, if he fouls out, Court Hagedorn and company will be content with it, as they do not like to sub him out. So Weitrich harassing the freshman Carr and takes a double dribble, and that's just simply senior versus freshman in regards to experience. And there was going to be a couple of those during the portions of the game, as you'd expect, between the Spartans and Bulldogs. Again, the Harrisburg Bulldogs starting 3 freshmen tonight. Trevor Wheeler getting his first start, and Jace Carr and Tanner Lanis starting virtually the entire season for the Harrisburg Bulldogs. Now, Bell wide open for a 3. No one really guarding him, and he was hesitant to take the shot, and he went ahead and did so, and did just that. And I think Kyle Fisher will want to quickly talk that over about why you didn't get back on the defensive side and contest that shot a little more. It was too easy for the sophomore Andre Bell. 4:06 to go here in the 4th quarter, and a 30-second timeout is called by Kyle Fisher and the Harrisburg Bulldogs. So Moberly picks up right where they left off in regards to where their offense is. Not going to get to the 92 that they scored against Boonville, but they've managed to get a couple key rebounds. Certainly helps that they've hit a decent amount of threes in the process, and wow, their buckets have been coming off transition, which is definitely a good sign to see if you are the Spartans. And the offense has gone a little bit cold here for the Harrisburg Bulldogs. And Kyle Fisher mentioned on the overtime show that if they're going to be a good team, they're going to have to hit shots. They did that in the first half and made things pretty interesting, albeit it was a 12-point game. So far, they've only managed to generate a total of 12 points here in a quarter and a half. Moberly defense has buckled down, and the Bulldogs have missed some key shots in the process. Jackson Miller takes a foul for the Spartans. The only one downside of the Spartans in this second half is kind of a little too much foul trouble. And it results in a 1-on-1 for Trevor Wheeler, and he'll miss it. Moberly gets the rebound. It's Landon Grace that takes it. Braden Ridgeway into the game first time as well for the Spartans, as well as Toby Short. Here is Short. And we got pretty much all second stringers in here for the Spartans. Step back three for Braden Ridgeway will drop. And as for Harrisburg, they still have some of their starting five in, but you have to think the bench will be clearing out for them relatively shortly soon, with the starting five for the Spartans all on the bench. The roller by Kyler Longden off the pass from the top will fall, and now here's Dominic Stone King for the Spartans. He takes a shot. It is blocked, and now it is Sanford trying to beat it over to Miller, turned over, and it's going to be Carter gets the steal. To the top he goes, left corner, strain three, partially blocked there as Toby Short that gets it. Now Graves, over to Short. Right wing, his shot blocked by Carr and out of bounds, and it will be back to the Spartans. Now we'll see Harrisburg change things up. It'll be Zach Hudnall into the game. Wheeler, Tyler Cockrum as well, and Tanner Lanis. Stone King will inbound it to Braden Ridgeway, and his two off the left block will result in him going to the line. That's Hudnall's fourth. And we'll see Brandon Ridgeway taking his first free throws of the season. And the first one's going to rattle out. And I'll get one more. Second one on its way, and that's back iron as well. Rebounded by the Spartans as it's Jackson Miller that will try and get the rebound, and it's deflected out. Stone King will take it just to the right of the Harrisburg bucket. Quick catch and release inside is Graves. A little too soft of a touch there by the senior. And Harrisburg gets back. Here is Lanis. And Graves picks his pocket all the way to the hoop. His layup doesn't go. Stone King trying to get the offensive rebound. He does. And the foul going to get called in the process with 2:27 to go here in the fourth. So for the Harrisburg Bulldogs, to round things out here in the 2018 campaign, they are going to be at Macon on the 20th, and then they'll be at the Holiday Shootout at MACC. They'll be taking on Highland. And afterwards, there'll be games against Marceline, then Brookfield, and then they'll be at Paris, and then they'll be in the Macon tournament. There's a lot of positives to look into this Harrisburg team. Not the perennial power they've been the past couple of years, as Hudnall will go to the line for an and-one opportunity. So he makes the layup, and the foul will get called on Braden Ridgeway. So a little bit of a transition year for the Bulldogs in those aspects, but you do like some of the positives as Hudnall hits the and-one. You're seeing out of this Bulldog team, or at least we are, as regional radio station is coming into tonight. There's a lot of good pieces on this Harrisburg team that could be forces to reckon with as Ridgeway tries to hit a three for the Spartans and cannot do so. 2 minutes to go here in the game. And we'll get a foul over on to the other side. But you got a leader in Hudnall who has really had to step up from a leadership standpoint. Tyler Cockrum has a couple points tonight. And Brian Freeman is also the third senior who is not dressed tonight. And then meanwhile, you have Jonas Sanford, who is the one junior. And aside from that, it's pretty much underclassmen. You got the three freshmen. And then you also have three sophomores to make up this Harrisburg roster, as both shots are missed. And we're going to get another inbound here. And take a look at Moberly's schedule here in just a moment. On the boys' side. And they're still playing, which is certainly good to see. Here's Graves on to the right side for the Spartans. And they'll come to the left wing for Ridgeway. Now to the inside, now back out Graves. Now Ridgeway takes the three and hits. Gets a nice round of applause from the bench. Harrisburg, here is Lanis. With 90 seconds to go. They'll try and feed one in for Sanford, and it's last touched by Jackson Miller and out. Meanwhile, for the Spartans, they'll be taking on Hallsville Friday night. That's a game you'll hear on the Superstation. And then they will be playing in the Holiday Shootout against Warrenton, and then they'll be taking on Southern Boone on January 4th. As Stone King takes it across the timeline, right side, Graves pulls up for a three, and that is too strong. And then it's back-to-back tournaments for the Spartans. As they have two tournaments. They'll be in the California tournament, and then they'll also be in the Macon tournament. So there is a possibility that these two teams could meet up a little later on in the season, but it would be in the Macon tournament. As for what seats in those in the Macon tournament, in all likelihood, we'll be doing that tournament as well, as a three is dropped home by Toby Short. We'll know that a little closer probably at the new year. But there is a possibility these two teams could square off once again. It'll be interesting to see as well how much growing Harrisburg does in that game from between now and potentially a rematch down the road in January. But that's still over a month away. And keeping things alive is Charles Strain as he bats it off of the knee of Dominic Stone King. And Spartans are going to improve to 3-2 on the season. One more inbound off the left wing. Quick two rolls in for Wyatt Robertson. Robinson. One final press, and that will just about do it. Moberly takes a 73-48 victory over the Harrisburg Bulldogs. And Harrisburg will fall to 2-6 on the season as the two teams come shake hands on the far side. We'll take a break on Crest, CentralMoInfo.com, nominate.standplayer of the games. We'll catch up with Spartan coach Cord Hagedorn, and we'll try and get Kyle Fisher of the Harrisburg Bulldogs as well. As you're listening to high school basketball on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.